When the infant Christ was being presented by Mary and Joseph in the temple, Simeon said, "My eyes have seen your salvation, Lord, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." In the creation of the world, creation of the universe, God first said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he divided the light from darkness. From that time on, light has been a symbol of God's truth, God's wisdom, his commandments, and his love. Those who seek truth, those who seek wisdom, those who follow God's commands, and those who live in his love live in the light. Those who do not find themselves lost and groping in the darkness. St. John tells us in his first epistle that God is light, that there is no darkness in him at all. If you and I say that we are in union with God while we're living in the darkness, then we're lying. If, however, we live in the light of Christ, that is, in union with God and in union with one another through love, then we live in the light. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother, St. John says, is still in the darkness. While those who indeed love one another not only live in the light, but they become lights themselves. The darkness of hatred, the darkness of sin, the darkness of deception and death, all these things threaten to overcome the world, and we see this more and more with each passing day. But it can only do so as hatred darkens the hearts of men and women with wild fantasies, evil desires, lies, thoughts of deception. All these things darken our minds and, of course, darken our actions as we seek to cut down others, cause division, even kill. Death is the sole end of darkness. So how do we overcome this darkness in the world? How do we overcome this darkness within ourselves? As St. John continues, only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, who shows love for him by keeping his commandments, that person overcomes himself, that person overcomes the world. Our faith in Christ, that is our victory. God has given us eternal life through Christ. This life is in his Son. Anyone who has the Son has life, and the darkness will not overcome him. Everything that's come to be has life in Christ. Christ is light. His life is the light of humanity. It's a light that shines in the dark, and a light that the darkness cannot ever extinguish. So, brothers and sisters, do you wish to shine with that same light? Do you wish to shine the light that was given to you by the cleansing waters of baptism and the fire of the Holy Spirit? I think we all should. If so, then we are to keep our hearts free from the desire of anything that separates us from God. Desire nothing that will separate you from God. In the depths of your hearts, will to do all things that draw you closer and closer to the heart of God. Put your faith and your trust in Christ's love. Pray to him. Worship him. Confess your sins and seek to do nothing but good. Do not lie. Do not cheat. Do not steal. Do not give in to lust and revenge. In place of these, be honest. Be helpful. Be generous. Be pure of mind, pure of heart, and merciful. Follow Jesus' own command. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. As Christ was presented in the temple, you and I as Christians are here to present Christ to the world. We present Christ who is living inside us as his temples. Be holy as Christ is holy. Jesus, who is in himself the light of the world, has said to us, You are the light of the world. Do not hide that light. but let that light shine. Put darkness to flight and brighten the world with your faith, with your love. For God said, let there be light.